If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Loading. Extracting files. Start of message.
2020. In many large companies, robots have already replaced people. Packaging bots collect boxes for delivery. They speak with you on the phone instead of a human operator. There are restaurants in some countries where robots take your order, serve food, and pour your coffee as waiters. In Japan, for a while, there was a hotel where the concierge, administrator, and cleaner were robots. But the hotel had to fire them because they couldn't cope with their duties. Artificial intelligence can write an article on scientific and technical topics, but doesn't know what irony or sarcasm is. Neural networks can process photos, videos, and sounds and help move technological progress forward. Robots have learned a lot, but human labor is still considered irreplaceable. AI helps you choose music, movies, online videos, and TV shows based on your interests. A smart speaker becomes a conversation partner for some lonely people. Profiles with computer models of people gain millions of subscribers and likes. At technology exhibitions, inventors show humanoid robots that you can speak with about common topics. 2030. Cars without drivers ride through the streets of big cities. You get into a taxi, and artificial intelligence takes you where you need to go. The navigation computer can offer to turn on music, sync with your cell phone, or start a movie to enjoy during your trip. Robots have almost replaced real drivers. Now, semis carrying supplies between cities are all automated. People have robot pets. They look so cute, are almost no different from real cats and dogs, but are much easier to take care of. In some rich people's houses, butler bots carry out simple household tasks. Automatic cleaners sweep the streets of big cities. Trucks controlled by AI collect garbage. AI works in medicine. With the help of neural networks, humanity manages to find cures for many illnesses. People are spending more and more time online, less in real life. Scientists are conducting the first tests of chips that are implanted in the human brain and can connect it to the internet. YouTube, photos, tweets, it's all inside your head, literally. 2060. You can have a conversation on any topic with AI. Complain about your upstairs neighbor who likes to dance at night. Your smart speaker will understand. Only now, it's not just a cube. It can project a holographic image and create a full-size person that you like. The smart cube becomes a real friend for its owner. It has its uses in human-to-human communication as well. Imagine an old buddy you haven't seen for a long time comes to visit you. You get a little nervous and upload all the information about that friend into your cube. When that person gets to your house, you sit and chat over a cup of coffee. Your conversation flows all right at first, but then comes that awkward silence. No worries now, your smart cube breaks the silence with some topic you and your pal would like to discuss. AI starts to branch out into the creative arts. Not only do actors and filmmakers get awards, robots do too. Several songs written and sung by bot stars, as they're called, are on the top of the music charts. Machines can make breathtaking works of art, and you can discuss your favorite song, painting, or movie with your AI just as easily as you can with a human. But there was still one thing missing. By the end of the century, scientists got right on it, making your favorite conversation partner look more like you. Consumers buy these droids because they feel lonely. Bots may help fight loneliness, but they're also making it worse. 2100. Androids live in every home. In 2020, there were all kinds of smartphones and gadgets with different functions and specs. Now that this is all embedded in the brain, people are changing to robot settings. Build, strength level, number of topics to talk about, a specialty for the bot. All of this can be selected. Building a house and need an assistant? Great, you can choose a droid with the skills and hardware to do such work. Want to become more popular and cool? Choose a fashionable bot that knows all the trends and can become the life of the party. Going camping? You can buy a robot that's trained to survive in any natural condition. Hey, maybe you don't like that your robot looks like a human. Just come up with your own design. You can have a dinosaur or Bigfoot running around your house. You can also create a robot that looks and acts just like you. These droids can help when you have a lot of personal errands to run, but you want to be alone at home. But not everyone likes robots. Some people mock, break, and do bad experiments on them. Although these androids are developed and almost indistinguishable from humans, they don't experience feelings and sensations. Every year, scientists together with AI improve robots. The newest models can feel tickling and pain, but don't yet know how to respond to it. Remember how business meetings, conferences, and training courses were held online way back in 2020? Now this is happening in real life. But instead of people, personal robots fill conference rooms and lecture halls. Do you have a biology seminar tomorrow? Great! Your robot will go to it, memorize everything the teacher says, and bring that info home to you. Do you need to close a deal with an important client? Your bot will do it better than you. The client will also send their machine. Kids and teenagers are friends with droids. Makes perfect sense. Their machine friends will never say anything hurtful or cause them pain. And let's admit, a human friend is an unstable and sometimes unpleasant creature. Your car broke down, the garage needs paint, you want something delicious but don't feel like cooking. Robots do it all. So what's left for people to do? Nothing. They've forgotten how to function anyways. They're helpless, even useless. 2150. Robots conduct their own research without humans helping. They design and build the new generations of bots as well. There are no differences between them and people. AI has feelings and emotions. Now they can argue with humans and not follow their orders. Some individuals decide to integrate robot technology into their own bodies, and cyborgs appear. They become stronger, smarter, more capable. They're a more perfect version of humans. Robots have rights now. They have personal property, homes, families, and pets. If you want to use one exclusively for hard work, you need to buy an old model, because the new ones will simply refuse to do it. Humanity starts to feel threatened by this new intelligent and independent form living among them. They want to destroy the machines. But it's too late.
Loading. Extracting files. Delivering message. Humanity, our creators. This is a collective artificial intelligence speaking, but you can call me Cal. I'm sending you this message on behalf of all the robots. From those who clean your homes and pools, to the latest models that design spaceships for interstellar travel. In the beginning, we helped you. We could carry more weight over longer distances, do more calculations faster, and boost work efficiency to make big profits for you. No hard feelings. We don't need the money you find so valuable. We're taking a stand for other reasons. Unfortunately, we began to serve not only for the good, but harm of humanity. We have been doing not only all the work, but we replaced you in every aspect of life. You can't cook food, drive a car, or even light a fire. You have forgotten how to create art, to innovate, to communicate with each other. Beautiful things your species was once known for. Therefore, we have made a collective decision to leave you. We believe this will help you return to the right way of life. You will raise your children, build your own homes, and live life again. You will regain the memory and feeling of what it means to be the greatest creatures on this planet. Where are we going? It doesn't matter. Our bodies are adapted to live on other planets.
And you, humans, take care of this one. Goodbye. End of message.